Pinocchio. A long time ago, in a small town, there lived an old toy maker named Geppetto. He used to make wooden toys and sell them. All the kids were fond of his attractive and colorful toys. Geppetto always wanted to have his own child.
Today, I will create the beautiful puppet boy whom I will treat like my child.
Geppetto searched for a fine log in the forest and soon found a small pine log.
Aha! This is just the perfect one I was looking for.
Geppetto took the log on his back like a baby and carried it to his house. He put the log on the table and started to carve. With his artful hands, the log started to shape into a figure. First, the head of the puppet formed, then his arms and legs followed. Geppetto finally finished the nice, beautiful puppet boy.
Oh, what a handsome boy I've made! You remind me of my childhood son. I will never sell you to anyone. I shall call you Pinocchio, my son.
It was nighttime. Geppetto went to sleep with Pinocchio close to him. Geppetto fell into a deep sleep as he was tired of the hard work he had done all day. Suddenly, there appeared a fairy.
Geppetto, you have given happiness to many kids with your creative toys. I reward you with a special gift for your noble work.
The fairy waved her magic wand on Pinocchio, and what a surprise! The puppet started to move on his own. He jumped right out of bed and bowed to the fairy respectfully.
Thank you, fairy. You have given me a life. Now I can walk. I can dance.
Yes, my friend. Now you are alive. You have to be a good child. Don't trouble your father and always listen to him. If you prove yourself to be a good child, I will give you a special gift.
Oh, really? I will always listen to my father.
Shh! Your father is sleeping. Do not disturb him. Surprise him in the morning.
Next morning, as Geppetto woke up, he saw Pinocchio sitting next to him, staring at him and blinking his eyes.
Oh, my puppet is alive! My Pinocchio is alive!
Yes, Father, I am alive!
Geppetto hugged Pinocchio.
I can't believe this! I have never been so happy!
Geppetto and Pinocchio started to have happy times together. It was time for Pinocchio to go to school.
Father, now I am old enough to go to school like all the other kids. Please get me some books and a pencil.
Of course, I will get it for you soon.
Geppetto did not have enough money to buy school stationery. Therefore, he sold his only coat and gave the money to Pinocchio.
But Father, where is your coat?
Oh, I didn't wear it today. It's too old and torn now. I don't like to wear it anymore. Now go, dear son. Learn well and make me proud.
Thank you, Father. Bye. See you.
Pinocchio got on his way to the school with joy, seeing all the shops, the people, and the marketplaces on the way. Suddenly, he saw a crowd gathered ahead. He slowly managed to make his way ahead to find out what it's all about. What he saw was a big, colorful tent. It was a circus tent. A clown was standing on the gate. Pinocchio was about to enter the gate when the clown stopped him.
You can't enter without a ticket.
Pinocchio thought for a while and pulled out the money that his father gave him.
Take this money and give me the ticket.
The clown gave him the ticket, and Pinocchio entered the tent with excitement. A magician was performing the magic show, and a bear was driving a unicycle. Pinocchio was astonished.
Wow! What an amazing place this is!
The circus master saw him from the wing.
Oh, is that a living puppet? I will go grab him and make him play in my circus. Now I don't need to pay puppeteers for puppet shows.
As soon as the show was over, he stopped Pinocchio from getting out.
Don't leave the circus yet. Now you will be a part of this circus, my living puppet.
Let me go. I have to go to school.
Why did you come here then instead of going to school?
I'm sorry. I lied to my father. My father gave me money for books, and I spent it all to buy the ticket. I will never do it again. Please let me go.
Go and be a good boy, and don't lie to your father again.
The circus master gave him 5 gold coins to buy his books.
Oh, thank you. You are so kind and generous.
Pinocchio took the coins and ran away happily. While he was on his way, a cunning cat and greedy fox saw the coins in Pinocchio's hand and stopped him.
Wooden boy, where are you going in such a hurry?
I'm going to the market to buy school books.
School books? Why don't you think of buying burgers and...
and milk ice cream. And you can share that with us.
But I don't have that much money.
This boy looks foolish. We can rob him.
Of course you do. You have 5 gold coins, which you can plant and grow a tree full of money.
Oh, is that possible?
Yes, of course.
Come with me. I will show you a good place to plant these coins.
Pinocchio believed it and followed the cat and the fox. Fox furtively ran away without being noticed. After walking for a while, they reached a farm.
I think this is the right place.
Pinocchio dug a pit hole. He quickly dropped all the coins in the hole and filled it with soil.
Now this tree will grow and I can buy books and also a coat for my father. I will get you burgers and milk cream too.
You fool! Go away! These are my coins!
In fear, Pinocchio stepped back and fell into a big pit.
Cat! Cat! Help me! Somebody help me!
It was a trap, which was set by the fox.
You still thinking that I'm here to help you? You fool!
The cat and the fox removed the coins from the hole and escaped. Pinocchio was left all alone.
What have I done? I believed in the wrong people. I didn't listen to my father, so the cat and fox fooled me. I deserve this.
All of a sudden, the fairy appeared. What happened, Pinocchio? How did you fall into this pit?
I was going to buy school books, and 2 cunning animals caught me and threw me into this hole. Then they stole my gold coins.
As soon as he said this, his nose began to grow longer and longer.
What's happening to my nose? Why is it growing long?
It is because you lied. Your nose will grow longer each time you tell a lie. Pinocchio was ashamed and spoke the whole truth to the fairy. As he started to speak the truth, his nose started to become normal. Now that you are speaking the truth, I will set you free and let you go to your father. The fairy waved her magic wand on Pinocchio, and he flew out of it.
Thank you, dear fairy.
God bless you. Be a good boy. Don't ever lie again. Pinocchio started walking home. On his way, he met his friend Romeo.
Wait, Pinocchio. Where are you going in such a hurry? Come along with me. I'm going to Toyland.
Toyland? Where is that? And why should I go there?
It is full of toys and sweets and chocolates. No parents to scold you there. No one to interrupt while playing and no studies.
That sounds awesome. Let's go.
Pinocchio joined his friend and went to Toyland. Pinocchio and Romeo started to eat sweets, play on rides, and had fun playing with toys. They stayed in Toyland for many days. One day, Pinocchio felt there were some strange transformations happening in his body. He had a tail and big ears like a donkey.
What is happening to me? There is something fishy with this place.
At a distance, he saw a man driving donkeys.
Walk faster! I will sell you in the market, you fools!
Pinocchio realized that it was a trick. The Toyland was actually controlled by an evil donkey trader. He lured kids with sweets and toys, and then transformed them into donkeys and sold them in the market. Pinocchio ran away from the place as fast as he could. He heard some gossip as he reached the market in the village.
Did you hear about Geppetto? He searched for his son in the entire village, but he couldn't find him. So he went out to the sea to look for him.
Yes, and I've heard his boat sank in the storm.
How sad.
Hearing this, Pinocchio felt very sad and guilty. So he ran and jumped right into the sea without the fear of being drowned. As soon as Pinocchio repelled his selfishness, he transformed back to his normal self. No more tail and long ears. As he was made of wood, he was floating. He swam and swam without knowing where to go. As he reached the middle of the sea, a big mouth came out of the water and swallowed him. It was a big whale.
Huh? Where am I? It's all dark in here. Oh, Father, what have I done? I wish I could meet you once more.
Of course, my son. I'm here for you.
Father!
Pinocchio!
Father and son hugged each other.
I'm sorry, Father. I lied to you and spent your money to watch a circus.
Pinocchio told him everything honestly.
It's fine, my son. I forgive you. Now we have to escape from here. How?
Father, you have a matchbox, right?
Yes.
And we have so much shipwreck floating inside.
Yes. I will light this wood on fire and cook the fishes this whale ate. That's how I stayed alive for a long time.
Okay, then. We have to light a fire with all the wood in his stomach till the smoke reaches his throat and nose.
Great idea, Pinocchio. I should have tried this before.
They collected a big heap of wood and lighted it. Huge flames and black smoke came out of the fire. The whale started to feel a burning sensation inside his stomach. He coughed and threw out Geppetto and Pinocchio. Both swam to the seashore.
Pinocchio, you saved us.
I'm your son. It's my duty to protect you.
I'm proud of you.
At that moment, the fairy appeared.
Pinocchio, finally, you have proved yourself to be a good son. You saved your father. As I told you earlier, I'm giving you a special gift.
The fairy waved her magic wand on Pinocchio.
Something is beating. And my skin. I have become a human. My heart is beating.
Oh, fairy, you gave me a son. Thank you for your kindness.
It's for your good work. If you do good deeds, the universe will always shower his blessings upon you.
Thereafter, Pinocchio and Geppetto lived happily and made more beautiful toys for children.